This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Bob Beaumont, who's the Executive Chairman of Beaumont Tiles, based in Adelaide. G'day, Bob.
Hello, Alan. How are you going?
G'day. Now, thanks for joining me. Now, Beaumont Tiles, started by your father. When was that?
That was in 1960.
Right.
I joined him in 1968, and we were a tiny little company, and we sort of built it up together. But by that time, he was in his late 50s, and I was just out of school. So,
and how old were you in 1968?
18.
You were 18, right?
Yeah.
So that was your first job, right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. And why did he – tell us the story of why and how he started it.
Well, he found that when he was building a house that there was a very limited amount of tiles available in Australia, and he had an import license, which you needed.
We're talking about wall tiles, not roof tiles, right?
That's right, wall and floor tiles.
Wall and floor tiles.
And, yeah, there's very, very few available in Australia, so he had an import license. So he said, well I'll import some. So with that deep and meaningful market research...
Where did he get them from?
He bought them from Japan.
Right.
But they got too expensive, so we're buying them all over the world now.
And do you make any here? Or are there any made here
that you can get hold of? Oh, yes. We try and divert as much of our buying to the one factory which is here, and we have a wonderful relationship with them, and they make a lot of exclusive products for us.
Right, so it's obviously still a family business, is that right?
It is,
and
yes.
Your family owns it entirely?
That's right.
Right, well, that's an achievement in itself.
Yes, yes, and hopefully that'll continue.
And what about your own children? Is there another generation now moving into running or being part of the business?
As part of the business, yes, but not in management. I don't believe that DNA is a particularly good prerequisite for advancement in a business.
Seemed to work for you, Bob.
Well, yes, it did actually, but it was more by accident than anything. And so I don't think it's fair to sort of put that sort of pressure on children if they don't want it. And so we corporatised a number of years ago, and I'm really pleased we did. It's a really good way of running a family business.
In fact, I've read that you're pretty tough on the kids in terms of how they get into the business, and that they can't assume anything, and they have to get interviewed by non-family members and all that stuff. And in fact, I think you said that you try to make it harder for them than anyone else.
Yes, that's right. They have to actually apply to the board in writing before they're even able to apply for a job, and then they have to be the best candidate. No mucking around.
Well, don't they say to you, listen, Dad, it was okay for you. You kind of sailed into the business at 18, as if it was your right, but suddenly it's different for them. Aren't they complaining about that?
No, because they know how it happened. I was going to be an engineer, and I just came in for a temp job to fill in because my cadetship fell through at the last minute, and I stayed. I found that I liked it and was very suited to it.
Yeah. And so what's been the secret to building it up, both when you were working with your father and then on your own?
I think just a real determination to succeed and to grow as much as I can. Somebody once said to me, how big does a tree grow? And the answer is, as big as it can. And I took that to heart and tried to apply it to my life.
Right. So, but how have you, has there been a marketing secret that's made it work? Just simply dealing with or coming up with the right product or what?
It's a combination of everything, but I think a passion for customer service has been really important to us. We tend to try to make it so we drop everything for a customer and really, really are passionately desirous of looking after everything in the job. And I think we do, and our customers stay for a long time. A lot of our builder customers have been around for 20, 30 years.
Yeah, right. So I'm just wondering what happens next. I mean, I don't know how old you are. You're obviously not a young man. At some point you'll retire. How far off do you think that is?
I don't really believe in retirement. Right. I think you can turn the wick down.
Me neither, Bob, for what it's worth.
Good on you. But you can turn the wick down a bit, and I've appointed a CEO, and he looks after the day-to-day operation of the business.
And he's a non-family CEO.
That's right, yes. Yeah. Very happy with him and very happy with the executives we've got. And so if I dropped off the twig tomorrow, the business would continue on. I really am more concerned with the strategy and overall culture of the business now.
Yes, and if you did drop off the twig tomorrow, as you put it, would ownership of the business pass to your children?
Yes, I've got three other brothers who are shareholders. None of them have ever worked in the business, but they are also shareholders. And so,
through inheritance, of course.
That's right, yeah. Yes. So that'll work fine. We've got it all sorted out so the children would inherit the shares, but not necessarily run the business day to day.
Right. So is there anything in the constitution of the business that would prevent them doing that?
Nothing to prevent them, no, but we have shareholders' agreements and we have policies which have been well and truly written down and put in stone.
Yeah, are there any kind of bits of advice you'd have to people running family businesses, how to organise succession? I mean, obviously it's a big issue for family businesses, how to arrange succession, obviously, and whether to embody nepotism in the business or not. So what's your advice?
I'll give the advice that somebody gave to me once. They said, make up your mind whether your business is there to employ family members or whether it's there to make money. Because if it's there to employ family members, that's perfectly fine as long as you deliberately make up your mind that's what it's there for, number one. And then if you can make money, that's great as well. But don't not make that decision. Don't drift into it. It's got to be intentional.
And you reckon that it is a perfectly valid thing to do, to have a family company, the purpose of which is to employ family?
Absolutely, and many do. Many businesses are just there to provide an employment for the owner.
Yeah, right. But do you think that philosophy, that approach, is incompatible with making money?
Absolutely not. But you've got to make up your mind, what is your priority? And I think the crucial thing is to actually make up your mind and to face the issue and not to ignore it.
Yeah, very interesting. So what about obviously you're tuned into the construction industry in Australia, supplying tiles. What's your sense of how things are going?
In construction, things are still going extremely well. And our main focus is the residential area and in particular the detached houses rather than the big high-rises.
You're not doing high-rises?
We do some, but not a lot. We think that's a very volatile part of the business, but the residential trade is very stable, and I believe it will continue to be stable for some time.
So you're pretty optimistic about the economy as things stand?
As things stand, yes. I think the economy is pretty solid, and I think that things will continue to go quite well. I think the building industry will continue to go quite well, and we've got a target by 2022 to reach $500 million, and I think we'll achieve it. In fact, if we don't achieve it, there's something badly wrong.
$500 million in turnover?
Yes.
What is it now?
It's nearly 300.
Right. Well, that's quite a big business, heavens.
Yeah, it's a fair size.
Yeah, well, you should come on the stock exchange. What about that?
No way.
No way. Why not?
It costs too much and it takes too much time and your priorities change.
Yeah. Now, and how do you think the priorities would change?
The priorities are more about share price, and I don't believe that that's necessarily reflective of where you ought to go unless you're playing that game. And if you are, that's fine. But for me, it's all about customer service, looking after staff, and growing the business in a solid way.
Well, on that note, I think it's a good note on which to end it. It's great to talk to you, Bob. Thank you.
You too.
I've been talking to Bob Beaumont, who's the Executive Chairman of Beaumont Tiles.